I played Santa Claus when I first got to New York.
Where was
I'm
this?
Very proud of it.
Where?
Yes, at Macy's. I was here for 1 month and I got a job.
F. Murray Abraham has performed on and off Broadway in such plays as The Ritz, Little Murders, and Sexual Perversity in Chicago. He's appeared in such movies as All the President's Men, Serpico, and The Sunshine Boys. But now F. Murray Abraham can be seen in the role of a lifetime as composer Antonio Salieri in the film Amadeus, directed by Milos Forman. For his work, Abraham received rave reviews and a Golden Globe Award nomination as Best Actor from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. The Los Angeles Critics Association voted him Best Actor, an honor he shares with Albert Finney for Finney's performance in Under the Volcano. Amadeus made movie critics' top 10 lists across the country, and Abraham seems to be a strong contender for an Academy Award nomination.
Astounding. It was actually, it was beyond belief. These were first and only drafts of music. But they showed no corrections of any kind. Not one.
Peter Schaffer wrote Amadeus based on his very successful stage play. Abraham portrays the almost forgotten court composer who cannot come to terms with his own mediocrity and the extraordinary genius of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, played by actor Thomas Hulse.
It is new. It is, isn't it, sire?
Yes, indeed.
So, then you liked it. You really liked it, sire.
Well, of course I did. It's very good.
Tell me about your instant overnight success.
It really is exactly that. It's just what you think. We laugh about that kind of thing because I'm 45 years old. I've been working for about 20 years in the business, and it's been a struggle and blah, blah, blah. That stuff is kind of boring because it's so repetitive. The fact is that if this had not come along, I would still be making a decent living. I was doing well. But in reality, this is truly an overnight success because it's such a spectacular part in such a wonderful film. In reality, it's an overnight excess rather than success.
Is it possible that Salieri killed Mozart, or somehow caused his early death? On a cold night in Vienna in 1823, the old and deranged Salieri confesses to a priest. Many of F. Murray Abraham's long speeches provide a structure to the film.
He had simply written down music already finished in his head. Page after page of it, as if he were just taking dictation.
How did Milos Forman film your monologue scenes?
Those were all done in the first 3 weeks. All me. It was 6 days a week, about 8 to 9 hours of filming each day, with 4 hours in the morning set aside for makeup. At the end of the day, it was 1 hour to remove it. We just kept putting in full magazines of film and letting them roll as I did this duologue with the priest. All of the voiceover that you hear in that film is on film somewhere. He recorded everything that you hear the old man saying and then cut it afterwards.
Which means you had to learn it all.
Yes, I knew that script going in. I like coming that well prepared. But that particular section that you asked about is very dear to me because I regarded it as a performance. And you don't have much of a chance to do that in a film.
You had never played piano before?
No, it was the most difficult thing about the whole thing for me. It was excruciating, and I only had to learn 3 pieces. But I fingered them all. I think the extraordinary accomplishment is Tom Hulse, who, as Mozart, played all of the things that you saw him play.
Shouldn't it be a bit more? Or this? This. Yes.
And he has never played before.
According to People magazine, they say although he deliberately kept his distance from co-star F. Murray Abraham, talking about Thomas Hulse,
mm-hmm.
Did he deliberately keep his distance from you?
It was almost mutual. It's nothing that we set out to do as actors, but he's a very, very good actor. And we both instinctively did this. We lived at different hotels. He lived in an extremely modern hotel, and I had a very classic old one. It's just the kind of actors we are. We inhabited, or let those characters inhabit us. It's true. And when we saw each other in any kind of real psychic distress or problems, We always came through for each other in a very quiet way. That scene where he is dictating on his deathbed to Salieri, we played that with two cameras rolling simultaneously so that we could overlap. It was as close to a live performance as there is on that film, in any film. That was the coming together of the two of us as well as the two characters, because it was toward the end of the film, and we were able to shake off all the anger and hate and jealousy that we may have felt for each other in order to accomplish this music.
Amadeus raises a fundamental question. Why are some people born artistically gifted, while others have limitations on their talents? Abraham says it's an idea he has always pondered.
I don't know how I can say it without sounding smug or glib, but I've always thought of myself as enormously talented. I don't happen to think it's that rare. When you talk about monumental genius, when you talk about Michelangelo, or I should say Da Vinci and Mozart, it's something else. It has nothing to do with you and I.
Do you feel that your talent has been discovered in time?
Until this point, I have enjoyed some success. So, yes, I have been recognized. Not as much as I would have liked to until now, of course.
F. Murray Abraham, Salieri in the film Amadeus.